It is Tuesday, July 16th, 2013. This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Callums.
And I'm Antoinette Grajeda. Ozarks at Large is underwritten in part by the Waltzen Family Charitable Support Foundation. The 15th annual KUAF Summer Jazz Series continues with the Composer's Showcase, the music of Rick Salonen, at Walden Arts Center Star Theater on Saturday, July 27th. This performance will present the compositions and arrangements of Dr. Rick Salonen, performed by duos, trios, quartets, and quintets from local jazz artists, including the 18-piece Fayetteville Jazz Collective. Tickets and more information are available online at KUAF.com.
Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, using a view from the sky to figure out what might happen next underground. Jonathan Reeves reports on how airplanes are being used to tell what the New Madrid Fault in Arkansas might be doing. Plus, a smoldering fire at a sawmill poses some interesting questions.
And an art collection in the middle of Springdale you may not know about. Christina Thomas walks us through the paintings, sculptures, and more at Tyson headquarters. And our history doctor, Bill Smith, tells us that spying is in the news now and has been part of the American landscape since before 1776.
But first, yesterday was the first day on the job for the new president and CEO of Arkansas Children's Hospital. Marcy Doderer started her career as an intern at the hospital in 1987, working under then CEO Randall O'Donnell. Most recently, she was administrator of Children's Hospital of San Antonio. She says she's glad to be back in her home state, leading Arkansas Children's Hospital.
My goal for the first 90 to 100 days is really to spend time listening to the team of Arkansas Children's Hospital, our employees, our physicians, our board, community leaders, and other supporters of the hospital to help me form a really nice picture of what works very well in our facility and what the vision of the community is for our facility as we move forward over the next decade.
Doderer replaces longtime CEO Dr. John Bates, who retired last month.
Officials with the Arkansas Workers' Compensation Commission say the commission's office in either Springdale or Fort Smith will soon close. The closure is meant to help counteract a $135 million unfunded liability in its death and permanent disability trust fund. The fund services benefits to families of workers killed or permanently injured on the job after a certain deductible is met by workers' compensation insurance providers. AWCC Chairman Watson Bell says turbulent economic times have contributed to the trust fund shortfall.
We don't get any general revenue. We are what's called a special revenue agency. All we get is what we bring in. And what our revenue is a premium tax that comes from the people who pay workers' comp. And when that tax goes down, our revenue stream goes down. And we're basically, our gross income is basically the same as it was 13 years ago. So you can see we've got a financial situation that we're having to deal with, and we're having to make some tough decisions.
Bell says the commission has three offices in the state, and the Little Rock office handles roughly three-quarters of the workers' compensation cases in the state, with the Springdale and Fort Smith offices handling the remaining 25% to 30% of cases. Bell says the decision on which office will be closed will be made soon, but a decision will only be made after weighing a number of factors.
We're looking at several things. Of course, the caseload, one, location, the existing facilities that we could move people to. No one's going to lose their job in regard to this move. We're just going to have people go to one of the offices or the other. So we're looking at a variety of things, travel time, that sort of thing.
Bell says since 2000, the Workers' Compensation Commission has reduced staff numbers from 154 employees to 105 employees because of the shortfall in revenue. But those staff cuts were made using attrition rather than layoffs.
Several candidates running in the 2014 election have filed fundraising reports for the second quarter of this year with the Federal Election Commission. For his bid for re-election to the U.S. Senate, Senator Mark Pryor has raised $1.2 million and reports having $3.92 million on hand. Meanwhile, 4th District Representative Tom Cotton reports raising just more than $611,000 for the quarter and having just over $1 million on hand. 3rd District Representative Steve Womack reports raising nearly $229,000 during the second quarter and reports having $579,000 on hand. None of those three candidates are currently opposed for their reelection bids. However, independent groups have spent several thousand dollars opposing certain candidates. Two groups, the Patriot Majority USA PAC and Senate Majority PAC, have collectively spent more than $300,000 running advertising campaigns in opposition to Tom Cotton. Two other groups, the Club for Growth and Senate Conservatives, have collectively spent more than $500,000 opposing Senator Mark Pryor. And in the race for the governor's office, Democrat Mike Ross leads in fundraising with nearly $2 million raised and $1.7 million cash on hand. Republican gubernatorial hopeful Asa Hutchinson is reporting $379,000 raised.
New sanitation rates are taking effect for Fort Smith residents. According to the city, the first set of utility bills reflecting the 7.7% reduction in sanitation rates were mailed to residential customers last Thursday. Residents should expect to pay about $1.10 less for sanitation services on their monthly utility bill. The rate reduction was a result of cost savings by the city's switch to fully mechanized trash collection throughout the city. The rate decrease was approved by the city's board of directors in May, and at that time, city sanitation director Bayardi Nokokaley said he expected the decreased rates to last for about 2 years. Because the utility bills are mailed in batches throughout the month, residents on the city's south side will be the last to see the reduced rates.
The Northwest Arkansas Naturals may be beginning to turn their luck around. They won a game last night, the second of a four-game stretch on the road. The Nats beat the Tulsa Drillers in Oklahoma 3-2. Play will continue tonight in Tulsa.
With the hot, dry summer weather setting in across Arkansas, 25 counties are under burn bans. In the northwestern corner of the state, only Benton, Washington, Crawford, Franklin, Sebastian, and Logan counties are not under burn bans. Mostly cloudy tonight with a slight chance of showers with lows in the upper 60s. Mostly sunny tomorrow with highs from the lower to mid-90s throughout the listening area. And partly cloudy tomorrow night with lows from 66 degrees in northwest Arkansas to 71 degrees in the Arkansas River Valley.